from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm delighted that you're joining us, and I hope that you'll continue listening as we let the Bible speak in message and song. May I take just a moment to encourage any of our listeners who have spiritual problems or concerns to make contact with us. We're here to help you from God's Word, and we'll be delighted to do that. Just write to us, and we'll send you some free gospel literature. It's our earnest prayer that if you're not already saved, that you will come to trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and know with an assurance in your heart that you're heaven-bound. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster as he continues with his series in Mark's Gospel.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Again, we're delighted that you have joined with us around God's Word. We're turning to Mark chapter 7. We're going to begin a new section today, starting at the verse 24. We'll read from that in a moment or two. We're offering a free copy of a sermon that I preached based upon the disaster in the Barents Sea when that Russian submarine sunk and all those poor men aboard perished. And the subject was trapped and time running out. We preached it the Lord's Day after the news broke, so we preached it actually before we were aware that all on board were lost. But it provides a solemn illustration of gospel reality, and we would encourage you to write for a copy of that gospel tape. Our singer today is Frank Boggs, and he's singing, Jesus is all the world to me.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day. watches o'er me day and night. When I am sad, He makes me glad. Keep your prayer.
Please turn with me now to Mark chapter 7, and we're reading from verse 24. Mark chapter 7, and the verse 24. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet or appropriate to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. She answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. May God bless this reading from his precious word to all of our hearts. The Savior, we are told, now moves to the very north of Israel, to the borders of Tyre and Sidon. Perhaps this was because of the growing opposition that his ministry was encountering. The woman he meets up in the northern region was a Gentile. That is, she was not an Israelite. We are told specifically here that she was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. That is, she was a Gentile, a non-Israelite. You know, listeners, what we today understand about God has been revealed to us through His Word. And His Word was revealed to the nation of Israel, but after the crucifixion of Christ, the apostles were sent forth to preach the message of the gospel, not to the Jews only, but also to the whole world. Now, even during the Old Testament period, when God was dealing almost exclusively with the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that people that we know as Israel, there were individuals from the Gentile nations to whom God was pleased to reveal Himself. This unnamed woman is but one of them. The Savior is here beginning, really, what his apostles continued unto the ends of the earth. Let me first of all show to you that the Savior went to the north of Israel, to the very borders of Syrophoenicia, in order to meet with this poor Gentile woman. We have a picture of the Savior coming from heaven down to earth to seek the sinner. He was moving toward where this woman lived in order that he might present himself to her. All that took place in the encounter between Christ and the woman must be seen in that light. He was the one who initiated this meeting. He came seeking the woman. He came to where she was. It's so important for us to see that it is God in mercy who is the initiator of our salvation. It is not us. He does the seeking, not us. Then secondly, notice that this woman's prayer was for her daughter. Here was a child under the power of the devil. The child was grievously vexed with a devil, we are told in Matthew chapter 22, the parallel chapter or parallel portion to that which we're looking at. And we will, a little later in our study, maybe not today, but a little later in our study, we're going to look at what we are told in Matthew chapter 15. Now, devil possession appears to have been very common in the days of Christ. And the reason for that was the fact that God's word had not been preached in Israel for some 400 years. The last man called to preach God's word was Malachi, and he had lived over 400 years before Christ came. Nothing hinders and restrains the devil and curtails his activity like the preaching of the word of God. The devil is a creature of darkness. He's the prince of darkness. He delights in darkness. He hates the light of God's word. And here is the reason, let me tell you, why hell is let loose on our streets at this present time. It can all be traced back to the decline in gospel preaching. Just as the absence of the public preaching of God's word and the decline, therefore, in the knowledge of God and the influence of God's word in Israel brought about a great number of incidents in which the devil possessed individuals. So today, we see the work of the devil more and more evident in our midst, and it can be traced to the decline in gospel preaching in the land today. I don't think you need to be an expert in theology to know that the pulpits don't ring with the gospel today as once they did. Indeed, you might be more likely to hear from a pulpit today that the Bible is not inspired. It is not the Word of God. That there are parts of it that are not true, that are fairy tales, that are fables, that are myth, and we cannot depend upon it. Man, how the devil loves such preaching as that. And his cause and his kingdom will prosper whenever that's what ministers and preachers are saying. We're going to have to return to the subject. Will you join with us next week around the Word of God again? God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.